Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On March 22nd, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson presided over a meeting of the 68-member Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS and emphasized that the coalition is unified, remains committed to the military defeat of ISIS, and noted the significant progress that has been made. On the battlefield, 23 coalition partners have over 9,000 troops in Iraq and Syria in support of the effort to defeat ISIS. The coalition has made significant progress in denying ISIS safe haven and building the military capacity of those directly engaged in fighting ISIS. Coalition operations have liberated 62% of the terrain ISIS once controlled in Iraq and 30% in Syria, including key cities in both countries. The number of ISIS fighters in Iraq and Syria is down by more than half since its peak in 2014. Coalition aircraft have conducted more than 19,000 strikes on ISIS targets, removing tens of thousands of ISIS fighters from the battlefield and killing over 180 senior to mid-level ISIS leaders, including nearly all of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's deputies, his so-called ministers of war, information, finance, oil and gas, and his chief of external operations. The coalition has supported its Iraqi partners to achieve significant progress in the fight to retake Mosul. Iraqi security forces officially liberated eastern Mosul on January 24, 2017, and now are making significant territorial gains in the western portion of the city. To date, coalition efforts have trained nearly 90,000 Iraqi security force members, including Iraqi army soldiers, counterterrorism services soldiers, Kurdish Peshmerga, federal police and border security soldiers, and tribal volunteers. With the support of the coalition, Syrian partners have liberated over 14,000 square kilometers of terrain in Syria, including more than 7,400 square kilometers of territory since isolation operations around Raqqa began on November 5th. Coalition forces are now pressuring ISIS in Raqqa, its external operations headquarters, from where ISIS is plotting against coalition member interests around the globe. Hard-fought victories in Iraq and Syria have swung the momentum in our coalition's favor, said Secretary Tillerson. But we must increase the intensity of our efforts to solidify our gains in the next phase of the counter-ISIS fight. Degradation of ISIS is not the end goal. We must defeat ISIS.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.